From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Part of any annual speech to a joint session of Congress is a president's spending goals, subject to congressional approval. The president has promised a, quote, lean budget tonight. That said, the White House has already released a budget outline that calls for a $54 billion increase in defense spending. So what's on the Pentagon's wish list? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Each branch of the military has its own wish list. The Army wants more soldiers. The Air Force would like designs for a new jet fighter. And the Navy? It wants to get its ships fixed faster, says Catherine Blakely, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
So their number one priority is going to be making sure the ships they have get the maintenance they need. But they also want to start being able to grow the fleet.
But remember, Congress has to approve the president's budget. So Todd Harrison of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says,
this budget proposal may end up being largely symbolic and just a starting point in negotiations.
One hurdle, Trump would have to convince Democrats to bust through or end spending caps Congress established in 2011. In the past, Democrats have demanded more money for domestic programs before approving increased defense spending. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.